Pick it up in chapter 6, page 180, Severe Trials and Early Orphan Work, 1838 to 1843. Pick it up on page 180, November 16, 1842. After the need of yesterday had been provided for, and I now again had nothing in hand, I received four reports, 1 shilling, and from a believing clergyman, 1 pound. When this morning, after I had been asking the Lord for means, the parish brought none, I fell again on my knees, further beseeching him to supply me with fresh means, as for several days little had come in. I especially also told him that though the parish was now in, yet he could, in various ways, send help. It was only a few minutes after when Brother C.B. brought me 1 pound 3 shillings, which just then had been given to him for the orphans. About an hour afterwards, 2 brethren called on me, the one from Wiltshire, the other from Essex. They stayed with me some time, and on leaving gave me 2 pounds 10 shillings for the orphans. In the evening, I saw still further that the Lord had not only not disregarded my prayers in the morning, but also that he was not confined to sending means by the post. A sister called on me and brought me, for several purposes, 12 sovereigns, of which 6 are to be applied for the benefits of the orphans. November 29th, this morning I took a shilling out of an orphan box at my house, which was all we had wherewith to commence the day. Just at that moment, when the letter bag was sent to me from the orphan houses, with the statement of what would be required for the day, I received a post office order from Barnstaple for 1 pound. Thus the Lord, in his faithful love, has sent a little, for which I had been waiting upon him. Through his grace my heart is looking out for more, for I am sure he will never forsake us. December 2nd. By the produce of 6 old silver coins, which I received last evening, and by 9 shillings 6 dimes, which came in besides, we were able to meet the expenses of today. But now there were before us the heavy expenses of tomorrow, Saturday. In this our need, there came in this evening from Lutherworth and its neighborhood 2 donations, one of 5 pounds and the other of 1 pound. This afternoon a gentleman passed through a girls' orphan house. The house door being open, he rolled 1/2 crown into the house. This 1/2 crown came in when there was nothing at all in hand. December 9th, there was again nothing in hand at all this morning to meet the expenses of the day. A little after 10 o'clock, an orphan arrived from Northam, with whom there was sent for my own personal necessities 10 shillings, and 2 pounds, 2 shillings, 4 dimes besides. December 14th, there was now again, only 1 penny in my hands this morning. About 11 o'clock, I received a note enclosing 2 shillings and 10 shillings. December 15th, only 2 shillings, 3 dimes, the contents of the orphan box. 1 pound by sale of stockings. 2 shillings, 1.5 dimes from the boxes and the orphan houses have come in. This, with 5 shillings, which one of the laborers was able to give, supplied the need of today. December 16th, nothing has come in. All we have was 3 shillings 5 dimes, which one of the laborers was able to give. At 6 o'clock this evening, our need being now very great, not only with reference to the orphan houses, but also the day schools, etc., I gave myself with 2 of the laborers to prayer. There needed some money to come in before 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, as there was none to take in milk for breakfast, to say nothing about the many other demands of tomorrow, being Saturday. Our hearts were at peace while asking the Lord and assured that our Father would supply our need. We had scarcely risen from our knees when I received a letter containing a sovereign for the orphans, half of which was from a young East India officer and the other half the produce of a sale of a piece of work which the sister who sent the money had made for the benefit of the orphans. She wrote, "I love to send these little gifts. They so often come in season. Truly thus it was at this time." About 5 minutes later, I received from her brother the promise of 50 pounds for the orphans to be given during the next week. And 1/4 hour after that, about 7 o'clock, a brother gave me a sovereign, which an Irish sister in the Lord had left this day on her departure for Dublin for the benefit of the orphans. How sweet and precious to see thus so manifestly the willingness of the Lord to answer the prayers of His needy children. December 19th. Yesterday came in by the sale of ladies' bags, £1, and in two donations, £2. By this, making £5.7, which came in since Saturday evening. We should have had enough for the ordinary household expenses of today, but as our stores of oatmeal, rice, peas, and Scotch barley was either entirely or nearly exhausted, and as some calico and other little articles are needed, and as especially the teachers in the day schools are greatly in need of supplies, I had then especially entreated the Lord that He would be pleased to send us larger supplies. I rose from my knees about 10:30 this morning, and about 11:15 I received a letter from A.B. with an order for £100 to be used as most needed in the work. Of this sum, I took for the orphans only £25, and for the other fund, £75, in consideration of £50 having been promised to be paid this week for the orphans, and thus we are in every way again most seasonably helped. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. December 22nd. Though there had come in about £36 for the orphans during the last 4 days, yet as our stores needed to be replenished, and there had been several other expenses to be met, we were again today in need of further supplies. When I received the £50 for the orphans, which had been promised during the last week, thus I was able also to supply the laborers in the orphan house with some money for their own personal need. As to the supply of my temporal necessities, the Lord has been pleased to send me this year £329.16. 1843, January 21st. From December 22nd unto this day, the Lord was pleased to send in the donations for the orphans so that there was always some money received before all was expended. February 4th. This morning a brother gave me £1. Thus we have £1.7. But as this is not nearly enough for today, we have given ourselves still further to prayer and are now looking for supplies. While I am writing this, the orphan has brought the leather bag to fetch £2.15, which is the need of today. I am therefore looking out for help to make up the sum. I opened the boxes in my house, and I found in them 3 shillings 6 dimes. With this £1.10 6 dimes, I had to send off the boy and wait for further supplies. This afternoon there came in by sale of articles £1.4 7 dimes. Thus we had enough and 1 penny more than was needed. We have brought to the close of another week. O Lord, how can Thy servant sufficiently praise Thee for condescending so to listen to his request? His soul is amazed at Thy condescension, and yet not amazed when he considers that Thou dost it for the sake of Thy dear Son, in whom Thou dost continually look upon Thy servant. February the 11th. We had in hand £1.14 towards the expenses of this day, but as this was not enough, I asked the Lord still further for help. And behold, this morning's post brought me a post office order for £2 from Stafford, of which £1.7 6 dimes is for the orphans. Thus we have £3.1 6 dimes, which is quite enough for the day. Admire with me, my dear reader, if you know the Lord, His seasonable help. Why does this post office order not come a few days sooner or later? Because the Lord would help us by means of it, and therefore influence the donor just then and not sooner or later to send it. Surely all who know the Lord and who have no interest in disowning it cannot but see His hand in a remarkable manner in this work. That the Lord should use for so glorious a service one so vile, so unfaithful, so altogether unworthy, for the least notice as I am, I can only ascribe to the riches of His condescending grace, in which He takes up the most unlikely instruments, that the honor may be manifestly His. February 14th, nothing was in hand when money was sent for, except 1 shilling 6 dimes, which was sent up from the orphan houses by the messenger who came for the day's supplies, and which had been received yesterday at the infant's orphan house. I opened the boxes at my house and found 1 shilling in them. While the boy was waiting for the money, the sister who sells the articles, which are given to be sold for the benefits of the orphan, and who knows nothing about a present need, came and brought 12 shillings for some things which she had sold. With this 14 shillings, 6 dimes, we are able to supply the need of today, as nothing but some bread and milk requires to be purchased. February 18th. This morning between 7 and 8 o'clock, I took 8 shillings, 9 dimes, which came in last night to the orphan houses, so that we were supplied for breakfast. We had now to look to the Lord for several pounds to meet the demands of this day, being Saturday. Between 10 and 11 o'clock, I again with my wife besought the Lord, entreating him that he would be pleased to help us, when a few minutes after, in this our great need, I received from the first delivery a letter from Barnstaple containing 5 pounds for the orphans. How truly precious to see thus so manifestly the hand of God day by day stretched out on our behalf. February 23rd, this morning the bag was brought for money, but I had nothing in hand. Whilst the boy who brought the letter bag was waiting to receive the answer, the sister who disposes of the articles which are given for sale, and who was no more acquainted with the state of our funds than any other person, brought 11 shillings, 4 dimes. A donor's mind deeply worked upon. February 24th. Nothing more came in the course of yesterday morning, but a little after 4 o'clock I received a letter from Jersey, containing a post office order for 1 pound for the orphans. The donor writes thus, "Herewith you will find a post office order for 1 pound, being this year's subscription. I had a desire to defer it to the 1st of June, but owing to my mind having been deeply worked on the present day, that this was the accessible time, I made no scruple of availing myself of this evening's post, which I hope will be acceptable. How manifest is the hand of the Lord in this matter? He stirs up this donor, who lives at such a distance, to remember our need. February 27th, Monday. Nothing at all has come in since Saturday. When, therefore, this day began, we had no means to provide what was needed. My comfort, however, was that our Father knew that we were needy, and that kept me at this time also in peace. Between 10 and 11 o'clock this morning, I received 1 pound, 10 shillings, from Gurnsey. The brother who sent the money writes that he had delayed in sending it and hoped that this was the Lord's time, which indeed it is, for we are thus supplied for this day. March 1st. There came in this morning by sale of some articles 1 pound 5 shillings. About dinner time, a clergyman who had had one of my narratives lent to him by one of the laborers in the orphan houses returned it with 1 pound 10 shillings for the orphans, from himself and his 2 sisters. Thus we were again provided with all we needed for today. This evening the Lord helped still further. I received from Ecclesiastes 9, verse 10, 3 pounds. From Sister M.B. there came 1 pound. By knitting of the infant orphans, 3 shillings, 6 dimes, and by 2 donations, 6 shillings. A gift of 500 pounds from a poor woman. March 8th. Today we required 3 pounds, 10 shillings to supply comfortably all that was needed in the orphan houses, but only 2 pounds, 1 shilling, 10 dime was in hand. How kind, therefore, the Lord to send me a large donation, whereby we were richly supplied. The particulars of it are these. On October 25th, 1842, I had a long conversation with a sister in the Lord who opened her heart to me. On leaving me, I told her, because I thought it might prove a comfort to her at some future time, that my house and my purse were hers, and that I should be glad if she would have one purse with me. This I said, I repeat, because I judged that at some future time it might prove a comfort to her, and an hour of trial, having at the same time, to judge from a circumstance which had occurred 2 days before, every reason to believe that she had not 5 pounds of her own. This sister, after I had said so, readily took me at my word, and said, I shall be glad of it, adding presently that she had 500 pounds. The moment I heard that, I drew back and said that had I known, that she had any money, I should not have made her this offer, and then gave her my reason why I had supposed she had no property at all. She then assured me that she possessed 500 pounds, and that she had never seen it right to give up this money, else she would have done so, but that as God had put the sum into her hands without her seeking, she thought that it was a provision from the Lord had made for her. I replied scarcely anything to this, but she asked me to pray for her with reference to this matter. This whole conversation about the money occupied but very few minutes, and it all took place after the sister had risen to leave me. After she was gone, I asked the Lord to be pleased to make this dear sister so happy in himself, and enable her so to realize her true riches and inheritance in the Lord Jesus, and the reality of her heavenly calling, that she might be constrained by the love of Christ cheerfully to lay down this 500 pounds at his feet. From that time I repeated this, my request, before the Lord daily, and often 2, 3, or 4 times a day. But not a single word or line passed between me and this sister on the subject, nor did I even see her. For I judged that it would be far better that she retain this money than that by persuasion she should give it up, and afterwards perhaps regret the step she had taken, and thereby more dishonor than honor be brought to the name of the Lord. After I had thus for 24 days daily besought the Lord on behalf of this sister, I found her one day on returning home at my house when she told me that she wished to see me alone. She then said to me that from the time she had last conversed with me, she had sought to ascribe the Lord's will with reference to the 500 pounds and had examined the scriptures and prayed about it, and that she was now assured that it was the will of the Lord that she should give up this money. After she had told me this, I exhorted her well to count the cost, and to do nothing rashly, lest she should regret the steps she had taken, and to wait at least a fortnight longer before she carried out her intentions. Thus we separated. On the 18th day after that conversation, I received the following letter. Dear brother, I believe the Lord has not permitted you to grow weary of remembering me, and that he has still enabled you to bear me upon your heart in his presence. All is well with me, dear brother. Your petitions have been heard and answered. I am happy and at peace. The Lord has indeed manifested his tender care of and his great love towards me in Jesus, in inclining my heart cheerfully to lay all I have hitherto called my own at his feet. It is a high privilege. I write in haste to ask you, and we have now one purse, to receive the money at a bank in Bristol. I will direct it to be sent in my name, to be delivered into your hands, etc. As I desired to relate the whole circumstances only for the profit of the reader, and as I knew that the sister still had my letters on the subject in her possession, I wrote to her requesting her to send them to me at the time when I published the last account about the orphan house, etc. And extracts of them were given in the report, insofar as they might refer to the subject or tend to edification. These extracts are here reprinted. My reply to the above was this. 21 Paul Street, Kingsdown, Bristol, December 6, 1842. My dear sister, your letter found me in peace and did not in the least surprise me. Dealing with God is a reality. Saints have power with him through Jesus. It is now 42 days since you first mentioned this matter to me. I cannot but admire the wisdom of God and his love to you in allowing me to speak to you as I did. An example, offering her to have one purse with me when I thought she had no earthly possessions at all. That thus this great privilege might be bestowed upon you of giving up this little sum for him. Since that hour I have daily prayed for you, and often, thrice or more in the course of the day, that the Lord would make you so happy in himself and help you with such faith to lay hold on all which he has given you in Jesus, that you might be constrained by love cheerfully to lay down this little sum at his feet. Thus I prayed again at 6 o'clock this morning for you. Nor have I had the least doubt from the commencement that the Lord did hear my prayer. Yea, so fully have I been assured that I had the petition that again and again I have thanked him that he had answered my prayer before I saw you 18 days since, and before your letter came this morning. Moreover, I have been fully assured since you were last here that he was carrying on his work in your soul with reference to this matter, and that no such suggestions of Satan, nor educational prejudices, nor misinterpretations of the scriptures would prevail. For I had asked the Lord by his Spirit to overcome them in you, and that if a brother's word should be needed, he would be pleased to incline your heart to write to me. And, as no letter came, I felt fully confident you were going forward in this matter in peace. When I had seen you this day 6 weeks, and learned about this little sum, I determined never to say or write to you another word on this subject, but to leave you in the hands of the Lord. Thus, I purposed again during the last 18 days, for it was not the money given up that I cared for in you, but the money given up upon the Lord, and for the right motives. On this very account, I advise you to wait one fortnight longer, though you had come to the conclusion. But now, having done so, and seeing that you are fully purposed in the Lord, to be poor in this world indeed, that the more abundantly you may enjoy his riches, his inexhaustible riches, I change my advice. My word now, beloved sister, is this: whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might, and if ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. Delay then no longer, even as also you have no desire to delay, and the Lord will bless you abundantly in doing so, inasmuch as you do it unto him. As you desire to entrust me with this money, I do not refuse it, knowing many ways to lay it out for him, etc. On December 18, 1842, I received a reply to my letter. It was begun to be written on December 8th, but finished on the 16th. I give a few extracts from it. Since I last saw you, I have not had the slightest doubt as to what I ought to do. The Word of God has been so clear to me on this head that I have been kept resting on it. And in answer to your prayers, no temptations has been allowed to prevail. Indeed, I think I may add to arise. But I feel that the temptations may come, and that I may, in season of trial, not always have faith to be able to rejoice in this privilege. My heart is so deceitful, and my faith so weak, that I shall greatly need your prayers still. Will you then, if the Lord enables you, pray that I may never offend my Father by regretting in the least measure this act of obediency, which he has, by his grace, inclined me to carry out. I shall pray the Lord still to lay me on your heart. I felt so sure that you were helped to pray for me that I had thanked the Lord for his grace. I am glad you did not write, although I much value your advice, but I wish to be led by the Lord alone, after he had used you as the instrument in the first incident, and in such a way, too, that I am quite sure he intended to bless you to my soul in this matter. I have asked in my heart whether I am really doing this to him. My heart assures me that I am, and not from any other motive than obedience to the written word. Before I ever saw you, I had asked the Lord to make me willing to give this little sum into your hands. If it were his will, I should. But his time to make me willing had not then come. Even then I had in a measure given it to you, having written a paper, desiring in case I should fall asleep in Jesus that you might get possession of it. I had it signed by two witnesses, and I always carried it about with me when I traveled, sealed and directed to you. When I wrote this, I little thought what grace the Lord had in store for me. You will forgive my being thus tedious, and I am sure you will praise the Lord with me for his gracious dealings with me, etc. At the end of this letter, the sister tells me that unexpectedly a hindrance had arisen to her having possession of the money, so that it was not likely it could be paid over to me till about the end of January, 1842. When this letter came, I would have naturally a great disappointment to me, as the sister had told me in a previous letter that the money should be paid into my hands, and as just at that time, in a variety of ways, it was desirable that I should have considerable sums. The Lord, however, enabled me immediately to lay hold on that word: we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, Romans 8:28. And my soul was in peace, that though we had only enough money in hand to provide for one or at most for 2 days the necessary provisions in the orphan houses, it was about the next day, December 19, 1842, when I received £100 from A.B., and on December 22nd, I received £50 from a brother in Bristol, besides other donations, so that within 1 week after I had grace to delight myself in the will of God, he gave me about £200, whereby I was able to meet all the heavy expenses of replenishing the stores, etc., on account of which I should naturally have been tried in the payment of the money being delayed. In reply, I wrote another letter on December 31st, 1842, of which I give an extract on this subject. The hand of the Lord is indeed most manifestly to be seen in this matter concerning the money. The way in which your own mind was led, my speaking into the circumstances as I did, when you had already risen to leave the room. The reason why I did so, an example, mere sympathy with your circumstances and thinking that someday or other my brotherly offer might be a comfort to you, though you should never need it, and all this when I believe that at that time you did not possess 5 pounds. I have continued to pray for you, or rather, the Lord has enabled me every day, once, twice, thrice, and even more to remember you. The burden of my prayer still has been that he would be pleased to make you very happy in himself and enable you to enter into the inheritance which awaits you. Further, that you may not be permitted in the least to regret the step which you have taken, but rather consider it a privilege to be permitted to give this little sum back to him who gave it to you and who gave himself for you. With reference to the delay, I cannot but rejoice. This gives you abundant opportunity to ponder the matter, and afterwards to state to any who, judging as those who know not how rich the saints are, might blame you, that you did not do the thing in haste. I consider this delay to be for the furtherance of the honor of the Lord. You know my advice to you, you wait at least a fortnight, but you have seen much of your unfaithfulness, etc. I consider it to be a special blessing which the Lord has bestowed upon you, at least this step you have taken should become a snare to you. Humblings last our whole life. Jesus came not to save painted, but real sinners. But he has saved us and will surely make it manifest. I have a passage laid in my heart for you. Read the whole of it carefully. 2 Corinthians 8, 1-9, especially verse 9, etc. Day after day now passed away, and the money did not come. The month of January had come to an end, and February also, and the money had not come. Thus more than 120 days had gone by. Whilst day by day I brought my petition before the Lord that he would bless his sister, keep her steadfast in her purpose, and entrust me with this money for his work in his hands. Amidst it all, my heart was assured, judging from the earnestness which he had given me in prayer, that I had only desired this matter to be the praise of his name, that in his own time he would bring it about. But I never wrote one single line to the sister on the subject all this time. At last, on the 134th day, after I had daily besought the Lord about this matter, on March 8, 1843, I received a letter from the sister informing me that 500 pounds had been paid into the hands of my bankers. I now wrote to the sister to inquire whether she wished the money to be expended upon any particular objects, or whether she would leave me free to expend it as I might be led. In reply to this, she wrote me, "Dear brother, I would still leave this little sum in the hands of him to whom it has been given. May he alone be your guide in disposing of it. If I did express one wish, it would be that you would make use of a part for your own or your family's present necessity. This later point I declined entirely, thinking it not wise to take a part of this money for myself, to avoid even the appearance that it, in any measure, I had sought my own things in this matter, instead of the things of Jesus Christ." The 500 pounds was thus portioned out: 100 pounds for the school, Bible, missionary, and tract fund, 50 pounds for the employment fund, 50 pounds for the orphan fund. The way the remainder was used will be seen in the next chapter. And now I only give a few lines of a letter which I received on July 3, 1844, from the sister who gave this donation, in order that I may show her state of mind on the subject, after she had had it more than 20 months before her, and after she had for 16 months actually given up the money. She writes thus, "I am thankful to say I have never for one moment had the slightest feeling of regret, but it is wholly of the Lord's abundant grace. I speak it to his praise."